What a show. We had a constitutional attorney, a high-level lawyer who knows our Constitution, to weigh in on the border crisis. Not from a political talking points from a Republican or Democrat, but who's right, Texas or the U.S. government? And what is the rule of law? What does the Constitution say? And the callers were sensational. That's why we love Truth Talk Live. We love our listeners to this wonderful program. So here you go. Be encouraged. Be blessed. Please share this wonderful podcast with other friends as we go to the border and we speak the truth in love to what's going on, and this time with a special guest. Truth Talk Live. Here you go.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live, everyone. Stu Epperson here. Big show today. We are going to talk about the Constitution and the laws of our land as it relates to the state of Texas versus the United States government. Did you know that there are like renegades, like militias that are forming to go attack illegal aliens? There are Christians who are upset. There are people on the left, on the right fighting. So we have a constitutional lawyer on the show today coming up. But first, we have to talk to Dr. Alex McFarland. I couldn't get on the show live because he's hosting his own national show, but here's a quick conversation I had with Alex. I'm going to play right now for you to hear about a special event he has coming up that may be of interest to you. There are limited seats and it's a free meal, and you get to hear some awesome stuff from one of the great thought leaders of our day, Alex McFarland, one of our Truth Talk Live favorites. Here's that visit with Alex. When we come back after the break, we're going to be talking to a top constitutional lawyer about what's going on with immigration and how Christians and how all citizens should respond, and then some really other neat stuff going on today. Can't wait to hear your calls. It's going to be a great hour. Stay tuned. Here's my conversation with Alex on Truth Talk Live right here, right now.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it. I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Truth Talk Live, one of our original and most popular hosts of all time, host, guest, author, speakers. He's been all over the world preaching the gospel. He is Alex McFarland. And Alex, you are going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina. You're inviting some folks to a special event. It's filling up fast. And it's not a light topic, but it's a topic that's real important, this whole CRT or critical race theory. Tell us a little bit about the event and why this is near and dear to your heart. Our Truth Talk Live audience, they want to know more.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, Stu, thanks for having me on. And what an honor to minister alongside you and the incredible Truth Broadcasting staff. And yes, with Truth Talk Live, listen, I give God the glory, but that's how I got my start in radio. And God has really blessed me to do a lot of different things. But I'll forever be indebted to you and your family and WTRU and Truth Broadcasting for, and now what, 24 years ago, you put me on the radio.
Wow.
And we've not slowed down since. So I give God the glory for you, my friend.
Well, thank you. You're so kind to say that. And what's been so encouraging to me is all the people that flock to your Christian Worldview camps that come here, you speak at your big Truth for a New Generation events. And this event you're doing in Greensboro, North Carolina, like next week, and we don't have a lot of time in this segment, but give a quick shout-out for folks that want to sign up. It's not too late for them to sign up specifically to hear the full biblical perspective of this CRT and how it's really a danger to the church today.
Oh, well, exactly. Tuesday, February 6th, that's just a few days from now. Tuesday, February 6th, 6 p.m., Southside Baptist Church. It's very easy, right off of Interstate 85. We call it the Evening of Impact, Stu. It's a lecture series we do, the Evening of Impact, and I'll be speaking and doing Q&A. I'm going to be talking about critical race theory. And listen, it's catered by the Pavilion, a very special restaurant that's a colleague of ours. And listen, folks, dinner is on me. I've got about 20 seats left. If anybody would like to come as my guest, you'll hear the lecture. I'm going to teach you as a Christian, biblical worldview, how to respond to critical race theory, critical theory. But just email me. It's super easy, alex@alexmcfarland.com. alex@alexmcfarland.com. Again, 6 p.m. Tuesday night, February 6th, Southside Baptist Church, Greensboro, North Carolina. And we just want to, Stu, it's always been our mission to evangelize the lost and equip the saved. And I ask people to pray. And if you want to come, you'll have a great meal, a lot of great fellowship, and we think some pretty relevant, impactful teaching.
That's wonderful. What a blessing. What an encouragement. So it's a dinner. It'll be a special time, Alex, of sharing. And you'll get up and speak about this critical race theory and how really basically the church is bringing Darwinian evolution. I mean, the most racist guy around. This is like,
oh, yeah.
If you don't know this, the our government schools, and there's some wonderful teachers, some wonderful people that attend or a part of that, and some wonderful Christians that are missionaries in those schools. But our government schools, our taxpayer dollars are basically paying for the curriculum that is authored by a guy named Charles Darwin, who was one of the most racist people to ever live. I mean, he fathered this whole, you know, this whole class warfare, you know, survival of the fittest.
Oh, yeah.
He called black people inferior. And now this critical race theory is putting a label on people based on your color. Not as Martin Luther King Jr. said, you know, we should be defined by the nature of our character, not the color of our skin. But this is like the opposite of that, right, Alex?
Completely the opposite. And you know, the very sad thing that Charles Darwin in 1859, he influenced so many people like Karl Marx, Margaret Sanger of Planned Parenthood, Bertrand Russell, the atheist. And so much of the last really 150 years of dividing people, racism, communism, genocide, and now in its most present variation, critical race theory, we have to help people understand that the Bible tells us God made all people, male and female, one race, the human race. And you know, more than ever, the church needs to be ready and equipped to share the truth of Jesus, not the theories of unbelieving people, but the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our ministry has been committed to that. And Tuesday night, I think it'll be very beneficial for all who attend.
Okay, that's Tuesday night in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's a dinner. It's limited seating. But, you know, Alex has been promoting on the Truth Network. His ministry is a nonprofit ministry, which depends on the gracious donations. You've read his books. You've heard us interview him many, many times. And this will be a great. Now we need to have conversations about race, and we need to definitely get all this out there. But we need to be aware of these non-biblical worldviews that creep in, and especially when it comes to creeping into church like CRT. Alex, thank you for doing this. Now give your contact information one more time, real quick, as we wrap up this segment. How can people, if they want to come to this special dinner in Greensboro, North Carolina, at the Sunnyside Baptist Church? Give us the real quick one more time. Baptist Church.
Sunnyside
up. Okay.
It is. Well, right. we're very sunshiny, but it's Southside Baptist Church. It's right off of Interstate 85. And if they email me, and it'll come right to me and our staff, alex@alexmcfarland.com. I've got about 20 complimentary seats left. A wonderful meal. Fellowship people are coming from all over the East Coast, and we'll have a great evening. I'm going to teach. We'll have some Q&A. But if you want one of these final 20 dinners and a free seat at our evening of impact, just email me, alex@alexmcfarland.com.
Wonderful. And go to his website, alexmcfarland.com, friends, for more information, how you can donate, how you can support, how you can get his books, how you can have him speak at your conference convention, your school, your chapel, your public school assembly, whatever it is. Alex, we love you. We're grateful for you, brother, and we're praying this event will be a blessing. And thanks for dropping in with us here real quick on Truth Talk Live.
Well, we're partners in the gospel, aren't we, Stu?
That's your amen. Amen. God bless you, brother. We'll talk soon. Thank you, man.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.
Okay, you're in for a treat, and I want to remind you, we are here to offer hope. And the only hope we have is the hope of the world. Born in a manger, died on the cross, risen from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ, and coming again. we have something to look forward to. You think you look forward to that vacation? You think you look forward to clocking out at 5 o'clock or whatever time you get off work? You think you look forward to maybe spending time with the weekend, or maybe you're traveling to Montana or something? Whatever you're looking forward to, we have that great hope the Bible talks about of Jesus Christ returning. In the meantime, friends, it's chaotic. In the meantime, it's nuts. In the meantime, you might spend an hour and 38 minutes on the phone with someone posing as a sheriff's deputy thinking you're going to be in jail. I should be in jail right now based on what this person told me today, who was stealing my identity and accusing me of some things and not appearing before court. I found out it was a big scam that's hitting sheriff's departments, and God bless our sheriffs. God bless our law enforcement. These guys sounded so nice. I even thanked them for their service to us, and I thanked them for their, you know, all they're doing, and they're the ones getting beat up, and wow. So, you know, things like that happen. I may have to do a whole show on that. I'm still a little bit shaking. You know, Nick, you saw me earlier, you know, walking through the halls. I'm like kind of trying to get my bearings. He was on the phone back and forth. They wouldn't let me hang up. They said, sir, we're going to have to dispatch a patrol car to pick you up if you don't come downtown and get locked up and then bring us money for bail. Wow. So you're listening to the Stu Epperson, who's maybe too much opening my heart and sharing what's going on. But thankfully, we have friends who know what's going on. And one of them is on the line with me right now. And one of them is going to bring us some, just to give you a background. We have talked about the border crisis. We've talked about what a believer is to do. We're supposed to love everyone. We're not supposed to have xenophobia. We're supposed to love the stranger. We're supposed to share the gospel with everyone. But what do you do when you have the state of Texas that's trying to obey the law and not allow people to come in illegally, but of course allow folks to come in legally through the right process? They're trying to obey the law. You have the government of the United States suing Texas. Remember, we did that whole thing in this corner, Texas, and this corner, United States government, and the government that's suing Texas, of all things. So I have an amazing, what I feel like is an amazing solution. I'm working on it, and I have not been given release yet, just in praying and processing the show to tell you all that yet. But that's probably going to hit tomorrow on Free For All Friday. But right now on Truth Talk Live, on this Thursday edition, I'm Stu Epperson, and I have a special guest who I'm going to bring on the air, who is actually a constitutional lawyer. I thought it might be good to bring in someone who has argued cases at the highest courts, who has taken on the FDA, he's taken on other people, and he's been to the border, and he understands this stuff a little better than me. So we're going to put him in the hot seat and ask him what's going on. He sent me an article. I believe you might have written this article, Jonathan Emord from Town Hall. Is that correct, sir? And welcome to Truth Talk Live. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you. Yes, I wrote that article.
The Constitution. Now, the title of this article is The Constitution Favors Texas. Now, I'm going to lay out the phone number, 866-34-TRUTH. If you want to talk, we can talk about in anger, oh, I'm mad at the government, or you can talk about in anger, oh, I'm mad at the illegal aliens, or you can say, oh, I'm mad at Texas, how dare they put barbed wire up and hurt these dear souls coming in. But let's talk to someone who is committed to protecting the law in our country, who's got some sense, and he's on the air right now. Jonathan Emord, tell us a little bit about this premise, the Constitution. Bring it beyond the emotion, beyond the rhetoric and all the political vitriol. Tell us what's going on with this border crisis and who's right. Is it Texas or is it the government?
It's Texas, and very clearly so. When you allow the nation's immigration laws to be violated with impunity, you don't enforce them. When you keep the border open to anyone who wishes to come across, including drug traffickers, sex traffickers, MS-13, 18th Street gangs, Crips, Bloods, terrorists, what you're doing is purposefully destroying your own country. And we have had so many. We probably have 20 to 30 million illegal aliens in the United States operating in an underground economy. These people are not vetted. These people do not relinquish their citizenship in foreign countries, pledge allegiance to the United States, swear to uphold the laws of this country, make themselves available for military service to defend it. These people are not citizens. These people are agents of foreign powers, agents of cartels. They're doing their bidding here. What we have is an abnegation, that is a giving up of the Article II responsibilities, duties of the President of the United States to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, to function as Commander-in-Chief, which without question, at a minimum, requires the defense of the borders of the United States. They're giving up the store. They're doing this on purpose. They understand it's destroying our country. They understand it's making American citizens last place in favor of those that they're giving welfare to, food stamps. They're giving them Medicaid. They're giving them cash. A family of four is getting over $3,000 in cash. They're paying for the NGOs 100% to buy tickets to fly them wherever they want to go, or bus them, or put them on a train and send them wherever they want to go. We're paying about $100,000 in welfare benefits and support for these people annually.
Okay, $100,000 per person or per...
You bet.
Oh, come on.
You bet. Well, let's take a look at it. Welfare, food stamps, Medicaid, cash, free cell phone, transportation free of charge wherever you want to go in the United States, subsidized education, subsidized housing. You bet.
Oh, goodness. Okay, now are you just out spouting the Republican or the Democrat talking points, Jonathan E. Mort, or is this all stuff documented? I mean, you're an author, you're a well-spoken, well-educated man, you've argued cases at a high level, but you're telling me this is not just hyperbole. You're not just out trying to, you're not
this
like some political hack or something.
This is the untold and unvarnished truth.
Oh, my.
I went to the border. I went to the human processing centers. I went to a 130,000 square foot tent in which there are pods, clear plastic rooms, with over 100 people in each one, all asylum seekers, and all of them are given processing, and that processing is giving them welfare, giving them food stamps, signing them up for Medicaid, getting them access to free education, government paid, getting them access to cash. A family of four, over $3,000.
You don't just give someone that walks in the border cash, though.
This is why they're coming across. On the other side of the border, they have NGOs. They're telling them what they're going to get.
Well, what's an NGO? You're saying a non-governmental
organization.
Okay, tell me more about that. Guys, what about our guest? What are your thoughts about this? Is it a constitutional lawyer? This is a gentleman who knows and writes about this, who loves our country. We'll talk more to him. We'll hear from the other side. If you want to call in at 866-34-TRUTH. More of your calls, more with Jonathan E. Mort after this on Truth Talk Live. Hang on.
This is the Truth Network.
Truth Talk Live, I'm Stu Epperson, and it was a little bit of a rough moment last night in the Epperson household. My wife and I are sitting there, and the news teased something shocking. They said, you're not going to believe this. Coming up next, we'll show you a clip of a bunch of illegal immigrants kicking and beating two New York City police officers. And my wife literally said, we're turning the channel. I'm like, fine with me. Time for me to look down at something else besides that. Or check a text or something, because it was awful. And I couldn't get away from it because it ends up being all over social media and everything. I don't know if you saw that. And then these guys, Jonathan E. Mort, as you may know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you do. A constitutional lawyer who loves our country. And he's given us the cold, hard facts. He's being very clinical. He's being very... By the way, these are the guys you call. By the way, he was a friend indeed earlier for me when I was defrauded earlier. I mentioned earlier on the show. Someone tried to steal my identity and take me to the sheriff's office this morning, and I called him. So, Jonathan, thank you, by the way, on a personal note, for being a friend. And then I thought, well, let's have a constitutional lawyer to talk about this illegal border crisis, who cares about our country, and who's defended many of you out there, little do you know, against government oversight, overreach, and but wants to see America be all that America was created to be, and in the freedom and all, and he believes in the Constitution. So Jonathan Emort, you know, this, and then so then this morning the news had this illegal immigrant who was kicking this these cops in the head, and they're beating him up. One of them just got out with no bail of New York, the court system, and sticks his middle finger up at the whole nation and the whole court system and everyone at the cops. Right there, the cops are right there. Sticks, gives the bird to everybody. And so you made some pretty radical statements coming out of the, going into the break about this illegal immigration, and you're telling me these aren't just talking points or campaign notes or stuff for the DNC or the RNC. You're saying this is actually happening, that that not only are the border open, but they're getting all kinds of spiffs and money and cell phones and all that from the government.
If the rule of law is not upheld, evil triumphs. What you saw in New York is an example of that. We are not enforcing the law. And by we, I mean the criminal justice system has broken, is broken, and is not being enforced against those who mean to do us harm. Police are victimized across the United States. American citizens are being held hostage on their own property all across the border. People are dying right and left from fentanyl overdose, 5,000 deaths a year in Virginia alone, 130,000 deaths across the United States. We are absolutely under a deluge of criminality. The cartels that are criminal terrorist organizations are determining who comes into the country. And as that person who gave the bird to all of us is indicating, we're hopeless and helpless. And they mean to do us in. And they're mocking us. They're challenging us because they know that the powers that be will do nothing. And when you do nothing in the face of evil, you get more evil. And when the righteous are not allowed to stand up and exercise their right of self-defense and their pursuit of righteousness, then you end up with ruination. And that's what we have. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, we have a president of the United States who is allowing the greatest nation, the last best hope for freedom on earth, to be brought to its knees, mocked, spat upon, and ruined.
Okay, let's open the phones up. The lines are loaded. We might have a line open, but there's a lot of folks already calling in at 866-34-TRUTH. This is Stu Epperson. This is Truth Talk Live. And you may agree, you may disagree. What about what he says? A pretty sobering words from our special guest, Jonathan Emort, who is a constitutional lawyer. Let's go to Ohio, and let's go to Buxman. Jump on in here, sir. You're on the air.
Thank you, and I want to thank our constitutional attorney, Jonathan. Thank you for all your work, and thank you for saying it straight and plain so that Truth Talk Live and everybody that's listening to it will hear it straight. Guys, I am sitting right now off of a main highway in my area of Ohio, and I'm looking right at a billboard that says this, report hate crimes, 1-800-CALL-FBI or tips.fbi.gov, protecting our communities together. Now, there's another sign in this area of Ohio, guys, that has that same English wordage in Haitian Creole, because there are so many Haitians that's brought to this area of Ohio. And just about 3 to 4 weeks ago, there was a Haitian illegal that got behind the wheel of a van, steered off the road, and caused a school bus to crash, killing an 11-year-old child. Now, this is real, Stu, and I can send you these links. I can send you the picture that I'm looking at right now. Yeah. I literally pulled over.
Yeah. Well, we don't. I don't disagree with you. I don't know if I want to see it, but yeah, okay. So, but Jonathan, well, you heard from him. He's pretty upset, and he's seeing it. And but like I don't think anyone here is trying to foment angry and hate against Haitians. We want Haitians to come to America, but there's a Jonathan Emort. Isn't there a legal process?
We want them legally,
right? Well, let's let our constitutional law. Is there not a legal process, Mr. Emort, for people to come in that's going to vet them and give them the same opportunities that you have and that Buxman has and your parents and grandparents had?
There is a legal process, but the most important thing to remember now is that the government of the United States is four square in favor of illegal entry. We are actually incentivizing people to come in here illegally, to not follow the legal process. Biden has opened the floodgates. He's telling the world, terrorists, he's telling enemies of the United States, he's telling the cartels, you take over, you decide who comes into the United States. I won't defend the American citizens. I won't defend the borders of the United States. I will give up to you everything that is in America. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
That's what he's doing.
Wow. Very tragic, especially when we have a system that works and so many of us are here from other countries through the legal process, but not just to say come in illegally, but then to compensate people and pay them. But Burnell, a caller from Raleigh, might have a different thought on that. Burnell, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I'm 100%. I worked in social service for 9 years and saw how our government turned their back on the American citizen and protected more of the illegals. They came in, oh, my God, in 2008, they came in and bankrupted Medicaid. We never have been bankrupt because in our county alone, they gave the news, newspaper did this statistics and said blacks were having babies at 11%, whites were having babies at 1%, and the Hispanics, illegals, were having babies at 400%. That's just in one county. They get everything free. The government, our government agency told us, DSS, told us when we knew they were illegal, we had one worker that was trying to report them back then, it was INS. They told us if we told it, we would get fired.
If you reported someone breaking the law, they threatened to fire you?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes. This is crazy. And they have gotten, I've had one of my cases, so you multiply this times what they are already getting from the government. One case I had where the girl came from Florida. She was illegal, but her babies were legal because they were born in America. She came to our county, applied for a TANF check and got Medicaid. And then we did this interstate match that followed the kids, but we couldn't follow the parent. So I had an interstate match report come up the following month saying she's active in Florida. So I contact Florida and I asked Florida, oh yeah, she's here. She has an active case. So they put her on the phone, had to have an interpreter, put her on the phone. Her reasoning, I'm not telling you what somebody told me, I was the caseworker, said, oh, I owe my cousin some money, so that was my way of paying my cousin back. Y'all going to give her the check, and I'm going back to Florida. So you think about that, multiply that times all over the United States.
Yeah.
They know our system better than we do. They told us, it ain't us. It's your government. Wow. They let us do what we want to do. And they are so freaking crazy. It is one thing, when I saw it, I said, I've never seen anything like this in my life. And Medicaid, our government, federal government told us, because our money was coming from, most of it was, big part of it was from the federal, then the state, and then the county. When we didn't have the money to fund Medicaid after they bankrupt Medicaid, the government, the federal government, told our county manager, you better find it from somewhere or we snatching our money back. Guess where he had to take our money from? Our raises.
To
go and fund a program that we could not no longer fund. It's crazy.
Okay.
I've never seen anything like this.
We got to take
life.
A break. I'm a talk show host without words. We'll get our guest to respond. Burnell, thank you for your call. Listen to us in Raleigh.
Thank you.
105.7 okay. FM. More coming up on Truth Talk Live. More of your calls and our special guest right after this. Hang on.
This is the Truth Network.
All right, I might need to head for the border after this show today. The temperature is heating up here in the Truth Talk Live World Studios at the World Headquarters of the Truth Network. I'm Stu Epperson, and we have a constitutional lawyer on. Who better to talk to? And the lines are lighting up, and no one is taking umbrage with his arguments and his thoughts. He is Jonathan Emort. Jonathan, we got the lines are loaded. I might have a line open at 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. A reminder to tune in tomorrow for Free For All Friday as we're offering what I believe is a powerful spiritual solution, missiological solution, really important. So please listen to that, and we'll recap all the shows of the week. It's been a great week of programs. But Jonathan Emort, our last caller, is very upset. She says she's seen firsthand people suffer financially here from this illegal crisis. She said she was threatened to be fired for reporting someone who was not here legally. You've said all along that you're on the side of Texas. You wrote a town hall article saying that Texas is right, that the Constitution backs Texas. You cited Article 2 of that same Constitution. You've lived your life defending the Constitution. Quickly, your reply to that last caller. Do you disagree with what she said? And then we'll take another call.
No, I understand completely where she's coming from. I mean, look, why should American citizens have to suffer loss of property, even life, health, because of illegal people coming into the country? It's not a racial issue. It's because these people are not lawfully here. And the border is open. You know, under Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, it's called the State Self-Defense Clause. That is an independent power of the states to arrest, detain, and eject anyone who invades a state. But what does invasion mean? James Madison made that clear. Smugglers came into Virginia, and in the Virginia Constitutional Convention, he explained the meaning of Article 1, Section 10 by saying that smugglers, intent apparently on engaging in criminal activity, were rounded up and kicked out of Virginia back into the ocean because they were intent on being here unlawfully. It didn't matter that they had not yet committed a crime in the sense of doing the smuggling here. They were intent on being here illegally. That's all that is required. And the states and Texas is fully in its rights to arrest, detain, and eject these people. And there's no racial component at all. People are coming here from all over the world. There's no racism involved in protecting American citizens' rights. Is there any other nation on earth that is as foolish as we have been under this administration to allow people who wish to destroy us to literally rape, pillage, rob us, to come in without any restriction? It's insane.
And we're giving them we're giving them phones, we're giving them money to do it, and we're paying them. And but you're saying, but why is the government suing Texas? Why isn't the government saying, hey, we support you, we're glad you're helping, thank goodness a state on the border, you know, that's dealing with this fentanyl and this human trafficking and this evil coming in and the illegals and some good people coming in. Thank goodness that they're at least protecting and trying to get people in legally, not illegally. Why isn't our government helping them? Why are they suing a state in their own country?
Because they are willing to destroy the United States to remake it. They want to make our nation a republic by its origins and constitution, a totalitarian state. They want to run everything. And to run everything, they have to destroy free enterprise. They have to destroy nationalism. They have to destroy respect for the Constitution and the rule of law. They have to have defund the police operating everywhere, which means no police protection. They let crime run rampant. They don't have cash bail. They let people back out on the streets. This is an agenda that's not isolated to one issue. It's coming at us from all sides, and it's designed to destroy the rule of law and protection for our rights.
Okay.
That's
wow.
What it's all about.
And it's beyond Republican and Democrat. You're hearing from a constitutional lawyer. Let's see what Lewis says, another North Carolina caller. Lewis, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Jump on here. I'm going to ask the callers, keep your comments as quick and pithy as possible because we're running up against the clock here toward the end of the show. Go ahead, Lewis. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Thank God I'm on. Listen, the Bible said righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people, and that's across the board from our politicians. There is a question that I have. is that both parties, bipartisan, allocated the money to build the wall. Now, if the wall was built, would there not be strong enough to keep the folk out?
That's a great question.
It's not Democrat, not Republican.
Right, right, yeah.
All of them kick the can down the road, and it's all about money.
Yeah, what about that? Jonathan, if the wall was built, I mean, based on these politicians, I guarantee you both parties are going to promise that as the election day gets closer.
Yes,
but
sir.
Jonathan, E. Mord, what about what Lewis says about the wall? And thank you for your call, Lewis.
Well, he's right. And, you know, as a candidate for the United States Senate in Virginia, I've advocated three things on this question. One, build the wall. Two, block grants to the border states to hire the police and National Guard they need to defend the border. Three, anyone who seeks asylum in this country should not step one foot into the United States or forfeit their right to be an American citizen, be subject to immediate deportation. If they're going to seek asylum, they should do it in their country of origin, United States Embassy, or an adjacent United States.
There's already a process for it. There's already a process that's not got a bunch of dirty money going to them or not putting them in some holding center. Now Massachusetts is upset because there's this secret holding center near the airport where it's like a refugee camp that they just shot video in of these poor folks packed in like sardines, Jonathan E. Mord. And so you're saying go through the right process. Our caller, Lewis, he was passionate about it. He quoted the Bible, right? Righteousness exalts a nation. I mean, just the rule of law. God gave us laws. They're not there just to kind of laugh and say, I don't like that. I think I want to go 90 on the freeway.
Remember now, they're creating a underground economy that is lawless. They are actually inviting 30 million individuals to operate an underground illegal economy in the United States. Because these citizens cannot be lawfully employed.
Okay, let's go to Indiana. Patty's calling in on Truth Talk Live. Patty, jump on in real quick. We're a couple minutes till we're done here, but jump on in, Patty. You're on the air talking about the Constitution and what the law says about this illegal immigration and this border crisis. Patty, you're on the air. Go ahead.
One of the things that I've always wondered is, like you said earlier, there are a lot of good people wanting to cross into our country. Okay, so I've always been confused about why in the world don't the governments that these people are see the issue and wonder, why do all my people want to leave? Why do they want to get away from their own country?
What a question.
And why don't they do something about their own government?
Yeah, what about that, John? Yeah, why would good folks want to come here? And, of course, you know, a lot of our ancestors were good people that wanted the American opportunity, and they went to Ellis Island. They went through the process.
Yeah,
they went through. Hey, listen.
Exactly.
I have a Canadian friend who went through 14 years of trying to get his papers so he could be a citizen of the United States. He was in court cases. Jonathan, real quick, Patty's question.
Yeah, there's a legal process to get into the United States. Not perfect, but it exists. It could be improved. We need to know first and foremost. We need to protect American citizens first and foremost.
Okay.
And that means our rights, and if we don't do that, we dilute our rights and we invite lawlessness, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, and I think, Patty, to your point, and I may be wrong about this, but Jonathan, to Patty's point, it seems like our government in violating the laws is pitting us against the illegal immigrant. They're not the bad guy. Are they good? Are they bad? Why are they here? When you say there's no law, when you say come in, whoever you are, I don't care if you're Mickey Mouse or if you're Charles Manson, come on in, then all of a sudden we're mad at them instead of the people that aren't enforcing the law. Does that make sense?
Well, the problem is they're creating this, and the reason what they're doing is creating a entire 30 million population operating illegally, undercutting minimum wage because corrupt businesses, contractors and so forth want to save money, are hiring them under the table. And so it's creating this massive underground economy. Yeah. What it does is make lawlessness and the rule of law meaningless.
Right. And which law is next? Which one is next? Patty, quick, you had one more thought.
Yeah. No, I just think that their own countries need to look at their own governments to try to figure out how to keep their own people.
Yeah. Well, we used to hold other countries accountable. Unfortunately, I don't see that happening, but I think that's a very valid point. Let's see what David says. Another Indiana caller, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll try to get you in if you want to ring us up on Truth Talk Live, talking to a constitutional attorney who knows about the Constitution. He said some pretty heavy things. I haven't had one caller disagree. I'm shocked. I've tried to hit him with some hard questions. David, go quick.
Hello, Stu. Thanks, David. We live in a constitutional republic that is being run by the 1% of the people, the BLM, all these weirdos. When a used to be when a illegal came to this country, he wanted to come into this country to adhere to our rules and regulations and be a capitalist.
Okay, I want to make it clear on this,
now
David.
They want to come to this country, and they want to change it to their country.
Right. Now, David, I want to make it clear. Jonathan Emort, these aren't Cubans who are fleeing the regime of Castro, trying to get amnesty, trying to get away, literally fighting sharks and in seawater to get into Miami. These aren't those folks that we're talking about. Really, is it? I mean, give us the bottom line, Jonathan. We're out of time.
There is not one person coming into the United States that has not been vetted by the cartels. That means criminality.
Wow. Okay.
That's the problem.
Okay. Well, listen, Jonathan, you've been a great guest. Tomorrow we're going to get more into this. I appreciate you. What's your website? If folks want to learn more about you and your articles, this article at Town Hall you wrote about Texas and the U.S. government and the border crisis.
So emord4va.com.
Okay. Thanks for being on. Thanks to all the callers. I'm Stu Epperson. Learn more about us at truthnetwork.com. We'll be here tomorrow.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.